Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. I'm going to start off. Asa wants to talk about something. He's got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. So, Kinda Funny is a huge podcast that I listen to a lot. It's Greg Miller and a bunch of former IGN employees that branched off and started their own thing. They have this huge following, which is amazing, and they put out some amazing content. Well, part of their fundraising that they did for the month of January is that they are going to bring on two what they call up-and-comers. So content creators that don't have the audience that they think they deserve, don't really get the chance for that kind of exposure. They are paying to fly someone out, put them up in a hotel room to work with them for a week hosting shows. I really want to do that so bad. I think it would be great for PZ85. I think it would be great for CCW, just like... And also, selfishly, I'm going to Kansas City for their meet and greet. So you can help me out very greatly if you go to kindoffunny.com/upandcomer. It'll take like 2 minutes to fill out the information. By the time you're listening to this, I will have it on my Twitter account, the Podzilla Twitter account, which is starting to be more active. So give that a follow at Podzilla1985 and our Facebook account. So it's pretty much just name of nominee, Asa Gray. Why are you nominating them? Tell us what you love about them and their content. Put in anything. This is like, the more glowing, the better, because this is that's what they're going to look at to determine who goes. The website, YouTube channel, podcast link would just be podzilla1985.com. And then personal brand and or Twitter handle would be mine, at the 5-star man with the number 5. So if you just take a little bit of time out, this is an amazing opportunity. And really, if I can get like just enough people that they recognize the name, I would consider that a win. So I apologize in advance, but I'm going to be spamming this on all the shows this week because I really want to go to San Francisco.
All right, everybody. So you heard it. This should be pretty easy to do to get at least his name up there. Okay, now on to the actual show. James Gunn is officially in talks for Suicide Squad reboot. It's all but official that he's signing the contract to do and it is a reboot of Suicide Squad.
Good.
So yeah, they're going to pretend that first movie did not happen.
As most of us do.
See, I don't think it's going to be a full reboot, though.
It's just going to be another world of the DC universe?
Not even that, because I think it's going to be, they might reboot the majority of the cast, but if you're going to tell me that they're not going to throw just a stupid amount of money at Margot Robbie...
Especially since she's going to be Harley Quinn in another movie.
Yeah, it's like she's got the Birds of Prey movie coming out.
Yeah.
So I don't... we may not get Will Smith again, and it may not have counted continuity-wise, but I can't see them recasting her or just not including Harley.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to include Harley. That is happening.
Especially because, she was good.
Yeah. No, it was just the writing was bad. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with any of the casting in that film of the acting in that film. My problem was with the god-awful writing.
And pacing, and yeah.
All down to writing. and then the extra scenes they recorded to throw in there.
Need it to be funny.
Oh my god. But it's why? Too dark. It's Suicide Squad. Whatever. That's not the point. James Gunn is working on it, so awesome. Downside, Zack Snyder's producing it. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
Which, hopefully, because producer is such a weird role sometimes. Sometimes they put all of their influence in the movie because they're, backing it. Other right. times, I would like to think that Zack Snyder knows how successful Guardians of the Galaxy is, and he knows how talented James Gunn is. So he will just he's just kind of keeping his name attached to the project, but he's just going to let James Gunn do James Gunn things.
I really hope that's how it's going to work. But I also don't trust anything coming out of the DC universe.
You're not wrong. So.
That's totally fair.
Because even maybe I'm only being positive because I still think their last three movies have been anywhere from okay to really good.
Their last three being Justice League, Aquaman, and
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if there was another one.
No.
Nah, those three.
We'll see we'll see how Shazam. I am much less hopeful for that, but again, that all just kind of comes down to the muscle suit they got him in.
Oh, God, it looks so bad. but yeah, also coming out of DC this week, the new Batman film, has a release date for June 25th, 2021. Oh, also August 6th, 2021 for Suicide Squad reboot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, June 5th, 2021 for the Batman. Ben Affleck is officially not part of this film.
And this is why you shouldn't listen to anything I have to say about James Gunn and all of this, is because I would have sworn up and down that, no, Ben Affleck's staying on as Batman.
Yeah, Ace and I had this discussion a while back. I was like, I don't know. And Ace is like, he's definitely going to be there.
He keeps saying he's going to be Batman. I doubt it's sure, he's no longer directing the movie, but he's still going to be Batman. Oh, now he's not writing the... Okay, but he'll still be Batman.
They're throwing so much money at him to be Batman.
Yeah. Does he only, have two Batman movies?
Yeah.
I mean, it's two more than I have.
Batman v Superman and Justice
technically
League.
Technically three.
Right.
Cameo in Suicide Squad.
I forgot that he had a cameo.
All right, he was Batman three times.
Yeah.
Like two and a half.
Not even that. I would be like two and an eighth.
Yeah.
He's done with it already? Do you think it's his decision?
I'm sure it's his decision because, they absolutely want to keep him on as Batman. Okay. But the problem is, they took him off as director. They took him off as writer. Mm-hmm.
So you can't control your own character at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
This was going to be a Ben Affleck Batman movie, and then it turned into just a movie with a Batman movie with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And Ben Affleck is a man that absolutely loves Batman. Batman mm-hmm. is a real big deal to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He was talking about it whenever he first got cast for Batman v Superman, that it was a dream come true. Yeah. He has a literal bat cave.
No, he had in his house that Kevin Smith bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, don't know. Did something happen? Oh, Kevin Smith thought that's fine.
Yeah.
No, yeah, because it's it's easy to forget with their success, but Ben Affleck and Matt Damon kind of came up as nerds.
Yeah.
They're nerdy dudes.
They were just kind of writing nerds, and now all of a sudden they're, the biggest deals, and they, for a stretch there, they were the biggest deals in Hollywood. And
it's easy
to think that level of success. Of course they're too cool. Look how handsome they are. They can't be nerds.
They're so nerdy, especially Ben Affleck.
But they're so handsome.
This is honestly makes me super curious about just this Worlds of DC thing and how far they're going to lean into it. Because they're rebooting Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck is out as Batman. There's all those rumors of Henry Cavill being done as Superman.
Yeah, which we still have not gotten. There was supposed to be an official announcement about that.
Yeah.
And it just never happened.
And I think, and part of it, just to be fair, may just be they don't know.
Yeah.
At this point, everything's just up in flux. Because
Superman is obviously back. He came back at the end of Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do another Superman movie, but Man of Steel was so not successful. So, they only got four movies into this universe, and already it's just completely falling apart?
So yep. I honestly kind of think that they might do something with Suicide Squad that, totally reconfigures the parts of the worlds of DC that aren't working.
You think they're going to hit us with a rebirth?
Kind of.
Or a New 52?
Or a flashpoint or something.
Three movies in?
Yeah. Which, because to be fair, you have some things that work. Jason Momoa as Aquaman works.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman clearly works.
Yes,
it does.
But there could be some shenanigans where they somehow redo Batman, Superman, maybe bring in the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, because they...
I don't know what they're going to do with Flash and Cyborg. That's still very much up in the air.
Yeah, because the Flash movie at this point is on permanent...
I know it got delayed quite a bit, but I didn't know if it was on an indefinite suspension or whatever.
Yeah, it's been suspended indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to believe that they are working on something else for The Flash, and they might give us another rumor. But there's no longer a release date for The Flash movie.
Okay.
There's probably not going to be a Cyborg movie.
That's fine.
That bumps me out. I liked him as Cyborg a lot.
I mean, I liked the actor, but I hated that Cyborg.
Yeah,
he looked so bad.
The look was bad, and his characterization was, there wasn't a huge need for him in that movie.
I know.
There wasn't a huge need for half the cast in that movie. They just kind of shoehorned him in.
Mm-hmm.
this is the Justice League that we have in the comic books right now, so we got to make it happen in this film. And the only one of them, that's not true. I was about to say the only one of them that was any good was Gal Gadot, but...
I liked Batman and Momoa in it a lot.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman, but I did not like Batman in that movie. Momoa, though, was great.
Yeah. Well, and did you see the leaked, what that Justice League trilogy was supposed to be?
They're supposed to have a trilogy?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a trilogy. So the original ending of Justice League is Steppenwolf escapes through a boom tube. The Justice League follows him, or they see Darkseid in the boom tube whenever he disappears, because that's how boom tubes work. I'm such a nerd. That's dumb. The second movie takes place on Apocalypse and is going to be like the Empire Strikes Back ending where they get defeated and it ends with Darkseid's forces invading Earth, causing that nightmare scenario Batman saw. Mm. And then the third movie is pretty much just them versus Darkseid on Earth.
Which would be fine. Like, we've seen that story before.
Yeah.
And I'm always okay with it. But, yeah.
But, yeah, apparently that got canned. Which, yeah. And like I said, I enjoy Justice League. I enjoy Justice League more than apparently the majority of people. But that's fine.
Because for a lot of people, Justice League is barely above Suicide Squad.
Oh, which... See, and that's just incorrect. That is just empirically incorrect.
I mean, I agree, because I was able to sit through Justice League and not, like, at any point just think, like, fuming. Oh, God, this is terrible.
Because there were so many points in that movie that I was like, why are they doing this? Like, wait, this isn't how... And then they just... But they answer it. Like, they address that.
Sometimes.
The majority, the big ones for me, they did.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, I know I did not like that film near as much as you did. Like, it was right on par with the Fast and Furious movies. Like, it was a terrible film that, like, I had fun watching, but, like, I would not recommend it to anyone.
As, like, a serious movie.
Right. I'm not going to make the recommendation, like, you should go see Fast and the Furious. I will never say that to anyone. I have watched all of them. But I'm never going to say that to anyone.
I was going
to
say, you act like you ain't going to be there opening night for Hobbs and Shaw.
Not opening night. I will certainly check out a matinee.
What if it gets spoiled for you?
It'll be there Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be get that $5 ticket and I'll check it out. So anyway, yeah. So worlds of DC Universe are just crumbling to pieces.
But from the ashes, the phoenix will rise. And
Shazam!
We will... I hate you. Just give me another Nolan trilogy.
Nope, you're getting three Shazam movies.
You're getting another Wonder Woman movie.
I'm happy with that, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I was like, but I love you, that. Dieter, not Dieter.
Dieter!
Yes! <That's> turn! I would just want, I want.
You know, I'm really trying to hold everything together, not just give to Kingdom Hearts, so I'm distracting myself with everything else possible.
I just need a good Batman movies, and I need a good Green Lantern movie, then... Let's fix the Flash TV show, but that's another thing.
I haven't watched any of this season. I liked last season, though. But anyway, something, though. So we finally got on the DCU application. Young Justice Season 3 started up. We got the first half of Season 3. Mm-hmm. And I went ahead and subscribed to the free trial so I can knock that out. I'll get your login info later, but if I can get it for free, I'll just get it for free.
Yes! You're going to get it for free for like a year and a half. Jesus Christ, Jesse.
Look.
I'm going to be like, I'm going to change my password. Nope, not going to say what I'm going to change it to. But like, it's going to be something along the lines of, Jesse, are you serious?
Jesse, take this.
And then a bunch of random numbers, because I obviously just told my new password to everybody.
Yeah, no, like...
Tens of people know my password now.
My free trial expires in 2 weeks, and...
Oh, I might change my mind by then.
That's a long free trial. It's a month.
Yeah, it was a month long, yeah.
They gave me 6 months for free, or three, something like that.
So at that point, like, I will take your login info, but, like, it was like, I wanted to start watching Young Justice Season 1, and I knew you were busy, so I was like, I'll sign up for this free trial, it'll be fine.
Because I'm so bad at replying back to text.
I was thinking you were at wrestling or something.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah, that would have been a bad night to try.
Yeah,
to
it was a situation where I wanted to watch it right then, and I knew you wouldn't be able to get back to me until like X time.
Fair enough.
So yeah, so I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll do this month long free trial, and I'll get through Young Justice and cancel it. And if I need more, I'll just get Dalton's.
I hope they charge you.
You hope I forget?
Yeah, no,
I already hit cancel.
Well, damn.
Also, it doesn't do that thing where it just, if you cancel a free trial, it ends.
No, yeah, then. It does. It does not do that thing.
That's such a shady business practice that I completely understand why they do it, but.
But I agree, though. Dirty. Like, it makes me angry. Because at least, like, companies will tell you then they're going to do that. But yeah, no, you've got to basically cancel it the day before with those kind of things, or you get charged. Or your trial just ends. But anyway, yeah, I think it's because I used a coupon thing. I want to say I got it in the Batman Animated Series HD collection I bought.
That gave me a month long. Yeah, that does not surprise me if they would do that.
Yeah, so either way, Young Justice Season 3, I watched the first few episodes. Massive time jump.
Yeah.
I did not realize, like, because I know they, between Season 1 and Season 2, they had, like, four-year jump or something like that.
Yeah.
This one's more like, it seems, I don't have the official number, but it seems like it's like 7 or 8.
Yeah. I was so confused when I watched the first few episodes. I was like,
And your recommendation, seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah, I was going to, but then one night we're like, hey, you want to try and watch this? And then I was like, who's this? What's that? Where's this person? Where's... Justin's like, did you not? And I was like, I don't remember. So he keeps pausing it, and I'm like, I was that person.
Gotta look this up real quick. It's really good,
I liked
though.
It, though.
Yeah, it's definitely not, like, for kids anymore. Girl that got her face melted... Did you see that?
I'm not sure. I'm only like maybe 3 episodes in.
It's not a spoiler. Like,
he didn't say which. He didn't say who.
Yeah, I didn't say who or when. There also, are lots of opportunities for that to happen.
I feel like, in fairness, also season 2 was very much not a kids show.
It was definitely darker in season 2.
Like, I'm sure there's more of a jump between 2 and 3. But even from 1 to 2, there's moments where you're like, that's a little grown up.
I mean, it's not a huge spoiler or anything, but like a girl's face gets melted and you see it and it looks like basically two face, but whole face.
I caught myself. That is the worst Batman villain. Who are you? Whole face. It's worse than Taser face.
So remember in Dexter's lab, that trio of knockoff, like, Justice Friends?
Yeah.
That's one of their villains.
Whole face. it was Jesus. Gross. Like, I saw it, I was like, well, all right.
I understand her motivations moving forward.
We up the maturity level a little in this one. Okay.
Ain't gotta worry about those networks.
I like it a whole lot. I also did not realize Roy Harper, well, all 3 of the Harpers, are voiced by Winston. Like, the guy that voices Winston.
Really?
Watch.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of heard it a little bit. I was like, that sounds like a big old monkey. Hold on. And I looked it up. Yeah, Crispin Freeman. I was like, yeah.
That's
love
great.
That dude. Who's just this little white dude.
Playing this giant monkey.
And the Harpers.
Yeah.
Roy Will cool. And I don't remember what the other one's name is.
I only know Roy, so. Which is Speedy, right?
Yeah. Roy was Speedy.
Yeah.
And then that one is Arsenal now. And then there's the other one that's Will. And then there's the Guardian. This is the other Harper, but I don't remember his actual first name in this show because it's another clone. Young Justice got weird.
God, yeah.
But anyway, Young Justice, though, it's really, really good. Like, I'm really enjoying it. And I forgot exactly how much I loved that show until I rewatched, like, the first 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I've rewatched the first season a couple times, at least part of it.
That was, like, my 3rd watch through of Young Justice, I think, because I do really, really enjoy that show. It's really good. But anyway, back to some more movie stuff here. Peter Jackson has announced he's working on a Beatles movie. So that could be kind of neat. I'm a big fan of the Beatles.
It'll
so.
Look really neat.
Yeah.
Like the Blue Beetle?
No.
Like the Beatles.
John Lennon and...
Like, okay, the band?
Yeah, the band.
See, I
the
thought
Beatles.
That, and then I was like, we don't ever talk music on here, so...
Yeah. No, I won't tell Kanan you said that.
No. I know who the Beatles are and listen to them. I watched...
Across the Universe?
No. Yeah, actually, no, I have seen that. Paul McCartney played at ACL.
Their superpower is bringing love and drugs. So
mostly drugs.
Mostly drugs, yeah, a lot.
That would be an amazing movie to watch in theaters if you have a safe ride to go with you. That's where I'll leave that statement. Peter Jackson doing it will be neat.
Yeah, this could be really neat. Like, and I don't know if it's going to be just a biopic or anything like that. Like... or if it's going to be like the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, or if it's going to be more like Across the Universe. Like, I have no idea, except
for that one crazy trippy scene in the van.
That was their lives.
That felt like an entire hour of the movie, and I was like, I cannot handle this anymore.
Are you talking about the one like the...
There's like flowers on the screen everywhere, and like they're on acid or something.
That was their lives.
I know, but I don't need that an hour of that. I was like, Jesus.
Decades. That's what they did.
Remember there was like the 20-minute segment where they got to... It's been a long time since I've seen the movie.
I've never seen it.
I can't even remember the song that was playing during it.
I think it's been like 3 years since I've seen it.
But it was basically kind of going over like when They were doing a lot of acid.
I get it. I just didn't care to watch that for 20-some minutes.
It was a long scene. I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed that movie.
Seemed
a lot.
Like an eternity for them, too.
I don't care.
Anyway, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Got pushed up a week to October 4th, 2019. So we're getting it a week sooner.
That's a day after my birthday.
That's for your birthday. Yeah. And then my birthday.
4 days before Mandy's.
Somebody remembers my stuff, guys.
I know your birthday because I know her birthday.
I'll take it. This is how she knows my birthday, too. It's how I know her birthday.
Yep. Calm down, Darren.
I know Ace's birthday because, like, four other friends have his birthday.
But I'm the best one.
It's true.
It's a 5-star birthday.
I only know two people now with my birthday.
With your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out some property tax stuff.
I know
stuff.
One.
Turns out my VIN number contains my birthday.
Neat.
Yeah.
I met a girl named Asa, actually, dealing with property tax stuff. She, like, signed her name and stuff, and I was like...
Oh, I think she worked at Burger King. I say that because I drive by. I have no idea. I don't go into Burger King or like through the drive-thru. Yeah. I just drive by it all the time. Mm-hmm. And their marquee for a long time said, congratulations, Asa. And I was like, I think I Snapchatted Asa. I was like, what'd you do?
Yeah. I like walked up to Asa.
Hopefully
I was like,
soon it'll be, hey, you're going to San Francisco.
I just whispered. I was like, her name is Asa.
Yeah, because I went to Burger King one time and I paid with my debit card, and like someone different, like the person walked away, and I was like, "But card?"
But that's my debit card.
And someone different came and they're like, "Is your name Asa?" And I was like, "Yeah."
No,
that's
I had them
my
put,
name.
No, I had them put that on the card special for me.
That's it. It's such a unique name. Yet I know three people named Asa.
Huh.
I'm the best
one. And now I know of another one.
Well, since I haven't met the other two, like I know of them. Yeah,
you don't
I guess
need to.
Better...
I know you're not missing much.
I know you and a little baby.
Yeah,
the little baby is one of them.
I'm the best one.
I'm going to get a new dog and name Asa.
I'm going to like that Asa
that'll
more.
Get weird. Yeah. That'll get real weird. But anyway.
I'm going to try to scratch him behind the ear. It's going to get real
I don't
want to
be the Dalton anymore.
Yes.
Look at what Dalton spent money on. Look at that abomination.
It doesn't even have a head. What is this? Oh, my God.
I've been kit-bashing this figure the entire episode, trying to take the arms off.
All right, so yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Got pushed up.
On my birthday, close-ish.
Yeah. Okay, so in comic books, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Check them out for all of your comic book needs and also coffee. And I had a smoothie for the first time there.
That's is it good. Not amazing?
It was so good.
Why did you wait so long?
Because their coffee is so good.
Their smoothies are so good.
Yeah, no, their smoothies and shakes are also amazing because that's what anytime I get a drink when I go up there, that's what I end up getting because I'm trying to cut back on caffeine.
I mean, hot chocolate is OP, but smoothies are great.
How old?
This is the first time I've had anything other than their coffee.
What?
So how old?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Get an adult drink.
No, I do. They give me the nitro, and then I get all.
Then she starts vibrating.
She like gave it to me before I went up to St. Louis. She's like, "This will get you there fast."
What I always say,
sure enough, looking like the Flash, she's gonna vibrate through her chair.
Sure
like,
enough, Vanya and I are there. I'm like, "Yes."
I always say I want to see sounds, and she hooks it up.
I apologize to our listeners who are on earbuds right there. I know you can't hear me anymore, but
me and Mandy are on a show. This is gonna happen. Like they just—it's not Lindsay.
I've given them like a 3-week break, so
their hearing was nice and kind of back.
Man, we hard overcorrected for your absence on Thursday. Remind me to tell you about it later.
Oh, bruh.
y'all just cutting into this Kingdom Hearts talk.
Right?
Oh, don't worry. We'll get it back.
Yeah.
So, there's going to be a new all-female Marvel team. Daughters of Liberty, I think is what they're going to be called. Led by Spider-Woman with Sue Storm, Mockingbird, Echo, Misty Knight, White Tiger, and Valkyrie. Apparently, the team started up in Captain America, I think number 7 like of the current run. And I think that was the number that I read. Regardless, they don't have an official date for the book coming up, but they're getting a book.
Did they say who the creative team is?
Nope. Not that I saw. Hmm.
I feel like they could have just gone with team come up, but like, because that's what that team is.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that team's a little OP. And then Sue Storm was thrown in there. Like,
in fairness, Sue Storm is like one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe. They just... decide to not treat her that way of the time.
I just don't understand. Like, she just doesn't fit, I guess, with that crew. Like, she's very...
Yeah, because those are a lot of, like, very hardened, seasoned warriors.
That are all about, like, hand-to-hand upfront combat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of them. Except, like, Misty is a little bit ranged.
Because she shoots at people a lot.
But other than that, yeah, they're all pretty just, like, up and in their face, like, combat and stuff like that. And Sue Storm is more...
She's telekinetic and...
Yeah. And which, I guess...
And, like, to her credit, like, she stays as such just, like, she's always such a sweet and, like, caring character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a fan of the Fantastic Four in general, but I do appreciate, like, each of their individual characters.
Yeah, especially when they do stuff that's not Fantastic Four related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is...
Like, when Johnny Storm shows up...
With Spider-Man's best friend. Yeah. Like, Ben Grimm is in his appearances with...
Doom
in the Infamous Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed that. So it's like, that's actually when I like the Fantastic Four the most, is when they're interacting with
other people. Yeah, because at that point, like, Ben Grimm was like a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. and he was going after Doom, trying to catch him in the act just straight up arrest him because he's Victor Von Doom.
Can this be a show for Nerds for, or a topic for Nerds for Hire of what if Marvel did a rebirth or like a new 52?
That could be really interesting. Just completely like redo everything. Yeah. Yeah, because they've talked about it doing it before. They just don't. They are big into soft reboots.
Yeah,
which really just means new creative teams everywhere. Yeah,
I think that could be a fun thing for Nerds for Hire.
That could be a fun topic. All right. So anyway, the new female team though, like I'm on board. This sounds awesome. Like all of these characters are really really cool. And at the very least, seeing Sue Storm like make everybody invisible. Just imagine, like you're doing some illegal activities and that crew just pops up out of nowhere. Like, oh, that's, we're about to get hurt.
We should stop what we're doing right
now. Oh, yeah, it's panic mode. All right, next portion of our podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content on psdujshow.com.
What was that? No, I understand that we are really excited.
Let me get through this.
No, we'll say the website, right?
PS2J Show.
You said PS2J Show.
I don't think he did.
It sounded like it.
I think you two are just so excited about this that you're not even letting me get through the plug.
Mickey Mouse. Gorsh.
I literally didn't say anything. I just moved my microphone more to my face with a smile.
You were vibrating in your chair.
All right, go ahead. PS2J Show.
PS2JShow.com. Find all of their social media links as well as all of their past podcasts, including their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one on the last Wednesday of every month.
The Soul Calibur one was really good.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I have agreed to give these two a little bit of time to talk about Kingdom Hearts 3, a game that Asa and I do not care about.
I do have some questions about it, though. Like, and not being, because I know, like, watching you play, we've been, like, crapping on you just because it's you.
Yeah.
We would never do that to Mandy. But, like, I do have, like, legitimate questions about it, but I'm not going to, like, just, I want to let you guys.
Hold all questions for the end of their bit, because this was something Mandy made me promise, and she got it writing.
She got it writing.
I screenshotted to Dalton. I said, I got ours back.
Mandy and Dalton are going to do a little role reversal here. Me and Ace are going to sit back on our phones.
Sit down.
And let them talk about Kingdom Hearts 3. All right, go.
All right, it's super important to note we're not going to spoil anything.
Yes.
But before we set go, I've already beaten the game. And Mandy is...
I'm like four worlds in.
All right, so... We
haven't got that far.
Out of how many worlds?
Four.
No, you said
out of how many worlds? Depending on how you count it, anywhere from 10 to 12.
Okay,
so I'm about 7 hours in.
Yeah. Okay, which I beat it right at the 28-hour mark. Story mode. Now it's super important to note the way that I played it was I went straight to the story.
Yeah, you didn't do any. You don't do any of the side stuff.
Not yet. That's what I'm doing this week.
Yeah.
If you have played everything, and have a general knowledge of Union Cross. It is a definite buy. It is everything I wanted the story to be and more. It's definitely worth the $60.
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to add anything to it, like DLC-wise, but if it does, it's a definite buy.
Yeah.
Because there were some things in there that weren't in there that bummed me out.
Hmm.
Because, like, Shannon said it on the Thursday show.
I didn't listen to that.
Yeah. There's, like, none of the Final Fantasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it's completely omitted, which bummed me out because, like, Cloud and Sephiroth at the end of 2 was pretty, like, important.
And they're just, like, not in it?
They're just not in it.
Huh.
Which is weird.
Especially because they've been at the core of the first one. They help you out.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the first one there. The first one, it was like that one world in Hercules. Two, it was like a major story plot.
Yeah.
And in three, sorry about you.
Yeah.
That being said, like, if I was to give it, like, if you've played everything and you want to know what happens, it's a definite buy.
Oh, yeah.
But I would, like, my friend, there's a, like, a memory archive. I don't know if you went through that at all. I didn't.
Not yet.
But like, there's like videos, and I guess that sums up the story for you at that point.
Of three?
No, of everything before.
Okay, yeah.
There's like chapters. You can go through that, and I guess you'd be good. But I say play and or at least watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, because they have so many videos and timelines that you can watch.
Yeah.
To like catch up to speed if you really want to, but.
Yeah, I loved the story. The combat was really, really, like, they didn't really make the new wheel, but like the attractions mode.
I like it, but at the same time, I'm tired of, like, every, like, five hits, the triangle pops up, and it's a move I don't want to use. Like, the Pegasus one.
Oh, yeah.
I really, like, and half the time, I can barely control them, so I'm like, am I hitting people? Am I not? Like, I love the ones with Donald and Goofy. And now, I didn't watch, like, I watched some trailers, but for the most part, I, like, stayed away from a lot so I could just be, like, utterly surprised by everything. So when some of those were happening, I was like, I don't know, what is this? But yeah. But now I realize it's attached to the Keyblade because I got to get to a different world and switch Keyblades, so now I have a different one a lot. So, but other than that, like, yeah, buy it. It's like 10 out of 10.
It's like an absolutely gorgeous game.
Yes. Like, it's so pretty.
Like, there are some definite frame rate drops, and you're going to see, like, there's going to be some real goofy animation in about 20 hours. Like, just be ready for it.
Well, you can tell because, like, the loading screens are much longer.
Yeah,
they
put a lot of love and care into this game, and it shows because, like, everything looks amazing. The, like, characters actually change their appearance
to which world they're in. Yeah, and the...
Because, like, I got to, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean world, and it is a massive art shift. Oh, my God,
he looks so pretty.
Yeah, and, like, even Donald and Goofy look realistic. Yeah. More realistic. That sounds creepy. they look like they're cartoons, but, like, they textured them realistic. Because that would look like I don't want a dog just hanging out with me.
Big dog standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made the joke on Thursday that Mandy fortunately wasn't around for, so I'll go ahead and make it again.
Yeah.
About how it looks great for a 14-year-old game.
Yeah, because like, I heard that, and I was like, what the is that supposed to mean? Like, it's this year, like, and it looks like a game that came out this year.
There's some character models that definitely do not survive the switch to HD graphics.
Yeah. Heartless, I'm looking at you.
I was watching you play some of them, like, oh,
no, and again,
guys.
They redid the magic things, though. I like their
those
attacks and stuff. They look neat.
Yeah, they made it look really pretty. Like, they took the time they needed to. Remember what I said? You're going to see some frame rate drops that are going to look really wonky.
Yeah,
you were watching all of those moments, I think. Because, like, spoiler alert, they do the Heartless battle.
Oh.
But, like, bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
It'll be fine, though.
Yeah, it looked bad on PS2. Looks okay here.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I pretty much just spent, like, I know I'm not that far, but I, like, spend all of the time running, like, every corner, looking for everything, and taking selfies. Not even going to.
I have
like, it's so much fun to me.
The only thing that, like, I hate the phone.
I like it. Well, at first, okay. One complaint I've had was like the 20-minute cutscene in the beginning. Not the beginning, but like when you beat the first world, I'm like, okay, I really need to save. Like, I need to get my kid in bed and stuff. And it never, ever stopped. And I get like they're super pretty and I love them and I would love to see them all. But good Lord, break it up a little. Like, it was a lot to just sit there.
That's one of the things we were, because Jesse and I were in the store playing the Anthem beta this weekend because they're doing the open beta.
Yeah.
And so we were watching, pretty much the entire time we were here, which was a couple hours.
Yeah, it was two.
You were on the last boss fight, like one of 28 different forms.
Yeah, he said I should have to make sure I have 3 hours to not do anything.
Yeah, and we're like, all right, well, you do realize once you beat that boss, you then now have like a 30-minute cinematic to go through.
And
like
that's 20. Fine for the ending.
It's only 20.
Mandy,
In fairness, there are games that have, I'm looking at like Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
Game ended with a 2-hour cutscene.
Okay, that's the ending though, so fine. But I've wanted this game for so long, and now I have to sit through a 20-minute cutscene, 10 of it, in which Sora's figuring out a cell phone and listening to Chip and Dale. Like,
He's a simple boy.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I just want to play. You show me the cutscene. I saw the face, my fears, which I'm obsessed with that song.
Oh,
and
God,
that
I
whole
cried.
Pretty thing.
Oh, so the cry like, count. I well, do just, have the cry count.
Just real quick. So, but isn't that what you were wanting? Because, like, this is the game that you've been wanting for. Because that, from
yeah,
what
I
understand.
Play it.
Well, from what I understand, though, that isn't exactly a new thing in the Kingdom Hearts, like, in any of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Not even a little bit.
So, isn't that, like, shouldn't you have been.
I feel, I don't
yeah,
know.
Like, the super long cutscenes. Like, isn't this, that part
I
of.
I feel like these are even longer.
Yeah,
though.
These are definitely longer, but that okay. was a thing. Like, that is after you beat every world.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for 30 minutes of cutscenes
yeah,
every time, which,
clearly.
Like, good. Because I've played, like, what it feels like an eternity of games because it's been as long as I've been alive almost and like I've just dealt with a lot of story and I wanted the end of the story because I was telling Asa like it was getting to the part in this game where like the story was the main thing for me because I knew how it was going to play.
Yeah.
I knew how it was going to play before it came out. My thing was the story.
Yeah.
So I was telling Asa, I was like, it sounds bad because I paid $80 for this, but like I'm kind of getting to the point now where I was like, I don't care about this Disney stuff. I want to figure out what happens to Sora.
Yeah.
And but I, that being said, I absolutely love it. I know Jesse's giving me the face of we should probably wrap up really soon, or do we got time?
You got time.
Oh, cool. Like I loved it.
Like what he said, that's a lot of that's a long time.
Well, yeah, no, I just want to make sure we weren't like overstepping our boundaries. But
you still got about a minute left.
Sweet. Yeah, no, like I said at the beginning of the review, it's everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I'm actively hoping for DLC because yeah. I want them to put Cloud in. I want them to do.
That'd be cool if they do something. With
yeah,
them.
Or like. Not even more Disney worlds because like they gave me a lot of Disney worlds I didn't know I wanted. Like
yeah.
I've never seen Tangled or I know I've seen Tangled. I've never seen Frozen before.
Yeah.
But like with what I do, I've definitely seen that Let It Go video 1,000 times. And like,
what if they did DLC and it was Moana?
We would already have known. We would have already known.
That's wishful thinking, I know.
Yeah, that'll be Kingdom
but
Hearts 3.5.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that Moana just in general isn't on there. Like
the timing of it. Like, kind of makes
sense.
Oh,
yeah, I guess they've had
probably
the story written
it.
For, like, 5 years. So.
Yeah.
Again, they've been making games.
Yeah.
They have been making games that people think are side stories that are main story. No, Dream Drop is, like...
Dream Drop is it. Yeah, it's a
like,
core part.
Dream Drop also came out in, like, 2011?
13?
No, it was a little later.
Yeah, 13, 14, because Tron Legacy was in it.
Oh, okay. Fair
yeah, no, like, yeah, no, I know, like... People make the joke that I've been waiting 15 years, but they have given me like 4 games in that time.
But also at the same time, you can tell it's been 14 years because some of these, the power of the heart. And I'm like,
oh,
I'm,
yeah,
not, I'm not like 12 and this is not influencing anymore. Like I'm almost on the darkness train anyways.
Yeah, Tron Legacy came out in 2010, homie.
So.
Yeah, but like the Dream Drop came out in like 2013 is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you said because Tron Legacy was in it, like my timeline still would have worked for that.
Anyway,
he's
yeah,
that
no.
finger point thing again.
There was a certain point in the game because it happens and it happens in every Kingdom Hearts game where the game goes full Japan.
Yeah.
It like 2 hours left in the game, it goes full Japan, and at this point, I'm like, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah. No, there's been a few scenes, and I'm like, wow. Yeah, I'm really not like 12 anymore. I'm 29. Playing with these Disney characters and this cutscene is not for me, but I'm gonna watch it anyways because I can't miss a single thing and I need to know everything.
Yeah, don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah,
don't want to
fall asleep.
Yeah, I was saying, you know I was going to Aerosmith.
Yeah, I did. All right, so yeah, I'm glad you guys like it though. Yeah. Ace and I were playing that Anthem demo though.
I heard that's really good.
Yeah, how was
I was gonna
Anthem
try
demo?
And play with John, but Friday I worked 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and I hit the bed when
yeah,
I got home.
That's understandable. I need to kind of, and I briefly mentioned this on Tuesday, but I need to kind of walk back a little of what I was saying last week because after having spent an extended amount of time playing with someone, with Jesse, and then this weekend with Jesse and Trevor, I really, really like it. This weekend's demo went so much smoother than...
Yeah.
Last week's. They absolutely should not have called them demos, though. These were betas, and they should have just labeled them as betas. But the flight controls still feel great. Having played the same, only having access to the same 5 activities for 2 weekends in a row, that's kind of why I didn't want to play any longer than we did.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, all right, but once the full game is out, I feel like we're not going to have that problem.
Yeah.
Especially because then we can bump up to harder difficulties and.
Yeah, it's like I still want to try the raid in hard. to see, like, or the, not the raid, I guess.
The stronghold.
The stronghold.
Yeah.
Also, if you get to my apartment early, Mandy, you can try it out if you want.
I probably won't, because I'm going to be playing Kingdom Hearts before.
That's fair. well, anyway. Trevor,
you're lucky
also,
I'm not bringing my PlayStation while watching the Super Bowl.
PlayStation and TV. Just
I go buy like one of those $99 from Best Buy and be like, Mandy,
no, I would
let's
bring,
go.
I would bring like Justin's little monitor and I'd sit on the floor so I'd look up at the TV to watch the game and look back down to play my game.
During those cutscenes. Anyway, right. Yeah, no, Trevor and I played more last night. He's really digging it now. Like even from the little bit he played with us on Friday. And yeah, like Asa said, the demo went so much, or the beta went so much better this weekend. Ace and I got in the store around like 7 p.m. on Friday, loaded it up. Everything worked flawlessly right out the gate. We never got any of the 95% load screens. Trevor and I didn't get any of that last hour. We played for a few hours last night as well. And then, yeah, Trevor's completely sold on it to a point where he was apparently yesterday looking up videos of Anthem because he's really excited about it now.
Yes.
I'm stoked about this game. It's ridiculously fun.
The good thing about me blowing through Kingdom Hearts 3 so quickly is that I'll be able to play Anthem with you guys. That was also like part of my reasoning for it. I was like, there's so many other games that I have to play with my friends.
Because yeah. I remember you were talking about it like, you know, a long time ago. You're like, ooh, February 22nd, that's real close to Kingdom Hearts 3. I might not be able to get it with you guys. Less than a week, Dalton blows through it. And like, all
and
right,
like,
cool.
So that's actually something that I wanted to ask. I know that is how you play games. Is like you, because it was the same thing with God of War
and
like,
Spider-Man. Yeah,
and Spider-Man is you don't do side stuff. You just like burn straight through the story.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with the story after having waited so long? And also, are you at all let down that it did take you, you know, 3 days?
In
after
fairness,
waiting for this long,
his 3 days, he put like 30 hours of gameplay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because, yeah, I understand. But I just mean like when you step back and just look at that, like just as numbers.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that or?
There's still a lot that I gotta do.
Okay.
Because like I didn't get I didn't get Sora to level 99, which I like doing that. Like it's a grind and it's a real pain in the tail, but I'm still gonna do it. I do not have the ultimate Keyblade made yet. Like, there's always Ultima that you have to make. I like doing that. That's fun. There's a lot of side things I still have to do. My reasoning is I did not want it to get spoiled for me because, again, I've been waiting for the end of this particular story for so long. And it's the same thing with, like, Spider-Man and God of War. Like, I don't want those stories spoiled for me.
Right.
It's a bummer that I did it in a week.
But didn't you then not get, like, the other ending?
That's what YouTube's for, because I'm not going to 100%
okay.
it.
Okay, so, but, like, if you, like, beat it and then go back and get everything, well, then you get the ending, or you just have to, like, re-beat it?
I think I can get it after the fact, but, like, it wrapped up perfectly. Like, it hit every beat that I was like, oh, it'd be cool if this showed up, and then, like, there was a character, because we were talking about how, like, everybody dies in Kingdom Hearts, but then they really don't die because they come back, like, a game and a half later. There was one character that was like, yeah, except for that dude. That dude died. And it was like, and they wrapped up his story too. And I was like, "Well, hell's bells, Kingdom Hearts! You knew everything I wanted beside Cloud and Sephiroth. Like, good on
you. You never got to your cry count earlier, by the way.
We were at 8 in a 30-hour game, so like that was a couple times every 10 hours.
I haven't cried yet. I did cry though when Lindsay Sterling released her "Face My Fears," and I was like, and I was picking it up that day, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Oh,
I'm
opening cinematic
it up today.
Yeah, opening cinematic.
It's like I was crying in my car before work.
A couple of times in those 30 minutes of cutscenes, it got me too, so you might want to watch those.
I was like, I'm going to go pick it up on lunch, and this song is beautiful. And I was like crying. I was like, I have to go to work in 10 minutes.
Dearly Beloved got me again, because they keep playing that song, and that piano part's beautiful.
I love
that. Yeah, it was 8. That was the official cry count. Believe it or not, the time that you guys looked at me and I was rubbing my eyes, I was legit not crying.
I saw somebody on screen crying, though. I'm like, no, Dalton was crying.
Which I was like, but why wouldn't he just admit it? Because he knows, we know he will
cry. Yeah, and that's why, like, that was the whole thing. Like, I legit wasn't crying. You guys just happened to catch me while I was rubbing my eyes. Mm. And I was like, damn it. That one's not an official count. But yeah, no, it was a really good game. I loved it a lot.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad.
And I'm super excited,
especially after the length of time that you guys have waited for this.
I was so nervous.
Yeah, I was really worried for both of you that I was like, oh man, if this is awful,
I probably wouldn't be here. I'd still be like digging a hole and dying somewhere.
Yeah. She's digging her grave and subsequently digging mine, being like, oh, this is a pack, right? Yeah. Like, we agreed on this.
We're going down together.
A bunch of other Kingdom Hearts fans show up.
It starts looking like the Keyblade graveyard, just of like nerds.
That's the weirdest mass grave in history.
Are there a bunch of like car keys hanging out at this place? Like it's all we had. It's all
we all have our fake replica king blades.
So much plastic was recycling. Centers are like,
it's a new landfill.
They doing this.
I'm really glad you guys are enjoying.
Did you notice that everyone's wearing freaking plaid?
Yeah.
Every character has like plaid. I kept noticing. I was like, what is with this plaid count right now?
Well, my favorite joke was Hunter's. This was like the first day that I had it or the second day. He shows up at the store and he started playing with this and he was just like, oh man, the graphics look so good. They added buckles to everything. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. They did add buckles to everything. I have some I didn't pay attention to.
Like
they
my went, favorite thing Liefeld. Is like Mickey's hood has his ears.
And he yeah.
Was, I was like, yes.
They were way too happy with the HD and like the 4K stuff. They were like, we're going to make this as silly as humanly possible. I mean, it works though. His hood wouldn't need ears.
Yeah. It's just true. Funny.
All right. So more like the rest of the video game portion of the podcast now.
What?
Dragon Ball Project Z. It's an action RPG announced for 2019. We mentioned that they were going to announce it. It still doesn't have an actual title, but it did get a trailer. And it very much looks like it's just going through, like you're playing as Goku, going through the story of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. I was a little bummed that. About that. I mean, I'll probably try it out at least.
My child will want it.
But I'm a little bummed that it's just like the same old story of Dragon Ball Z again.
Yeah.
Didn't they like knock it out of the park with Xenoverse and then subsequently Xenoverse 2, which was the exact same game, only a little different?
Well, those are just fighting games.
Yeah, those are just fighting games. This is going to be like an action RPG.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm more inclined to play this.
That's kind of like what Xenoverse 2 was, though.
Well, Xenoverse 2 had like a story and stuff to it, but it still had like, but you know, just a fighting health game. Bars and fighting combat.
Yeah.
Like 3D fighter style.
Okay. What's this going to have?
This is going to be G. So like Dark Souls or... it's not going to be like Dark Souls, but like that's
Witcher, Assassin's Creed, Odyssey.
Kinds of games.
All right.
There's going to be actual walking around and fighting like actual enemies and exploration and stuff like that, as opposed to a one-on-one 3D battle.
Okay.
Which will, those will happen probably as like the major fights.
I guess that's
like
my
as
hang
the
up.
Boss fights and stuff like that. But it won't be like their health bars won't appear with a best of three contest or anything like that.
Xenoverse didn't have a best of three contest.
Regardless, health bars appeared.
Oh yeah, but I'm assuming health bars are going to appear on this game too.
No, they're just always there.
Okay.
And you just fight enemies.
No, I mean, we can get moved past it. My brain just hurts right now.
I
you're
just
good.
Don't understand how where your
you
head
is. How do you not understand what an action RPG is?
Because I'm trying to figure out what Xenoverse 2 is then.
A fighting game with a story.
Okay.
Like Kingdom Hearts?
That's an action RPG.
Yeah, that is an action RPG. And there's a lot of health bars. You saw them.
When I talk about health bars, I'm not talking about like that kind. I'm talking about the traditional fighter where there's like a health bar, like two health bars at the top of the screen with a timer in the middle. I know Xenoverse didn't have that either, but it's still.
See, that's what I'm kind of confused on, because Xenoverse felt like an RPG to me. Like, and it was very action-y, so it'd almost be like an action RPG.
It wasn't an RPG though. It was a fighting game with a story.
Either way, I'm with you. I'm kind of disappointed that this very much just seems like it's the original. It's every story they've ever done in any Dragon Ball Z game.
Yeah,
and it doesn't seem like it's moving past maybe like the Buu saga.
Because we didn't see anything past that. Like we saw a lot of Frieza. I don't even think did we see Cell in that trailer? Because
I don't think we saw Cell.
I think we saw like at least one scene from the Cell saga, I'm pretty sure.
That's like one of the best sagas.
It's my favorite saga from the original Z series.
I liked it from then on for sure, because then Goten comes in and I love Goten. Which I'm sure I won't see him in this game, because F him.
Yeah, probably not.
Jerk.
He
wasn't even really in the new movie, I heard, either.
Nope, he was not.
I think I asked you, wouldn't it? I was like, is Goten there? And you're like,
Yeah.
He's there. They drew him.
He's in the movie
for a couple
minutes.
He makes a cameo.
Same thing with like all of Dragon Ball Super. Like Goten and Trunks, like the kids, they took a huge back seat.
That's
like,
so upsetting to me.
They're in the show, and you see them, and they have parts, but they never fight.
They went full Bulma on them. Like, she's there.
Yeah, at one point.
But they had,
like
more, because they fought Boo, and they did the tournament in Dragon Ball Z, and they trained in the Hyperbolic Time Chamber.
That was like,
I've trained in that chamber. All right, let's be real. Everybody's trained in that damn chamber.
Except, no, and Super, that nobody trains there but Vegeta. Like,
oh well, yeah, he's greedy.
Like, it was so dumb. There was one point in like Dragon Ball Super where they get to I don't know why I'm still watching the show, but
I haven't seen Super yet.
There's a point where they only have like 48 hours to prepare for this huge tournament.
Get in the chamber.
Vegeta is the only one that got in the chamber.
Well, Vegeta's the smartest, let's be real.
Like, Gohan and Piccolo decided just to do some 48-hour training. Also, Gohan is no longer a pansy. That made me really happy.
It took a hard reboot in two movies to fix that.
But, the Goten and Trunks, though, like, just...
You know how many people we just pissed off?
Because I already hated GT for what they did to like Goten.
Oh yeah, they made him just as nerdy as Gohan.
God,
like they were just super ripped.
So then
nerds.
I was like, Super is everything I wanted GT to be, and then now it's. Oh, I mean, there's Goten and Trunks, and they can turn Super Saiyan at age 6.
That big tournament.
And not like 10, but let's make them crappy characters.
The
now.
Big tournament that I was talking about, they have to recruit like 8 people for this tournament. Guess who got the pick over like Goten and Trunks?
Hercule.
No, Videl didn't. Master Roshi did.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. I was so angry.
Yeah, Roshi's going to be
Who's like 89,000 years old.
Yeah, Roshi's in that tournament. Krillin's in that tournament.
But no. No, sir. You don't besmirch.
Tien's in that tournament.
All right, you can besmirch him, but
is
we don't.
Is Chaozu too?
No.
No, we're going back to this Krillin.
Hey,
little...
I like Krillin.
I don't dislike Krillin, but like.
It's just the way you
said. Goten and Trunks, he should definitely be
in there.
I was
about to say, you try to compare him to like Goten and Trunks. Like, both of those are significantly
I'm
more
sorry,
powerful.
Did they know Destruction Disc?
I'm sorry, did they die like every other season?
Well, I mean, you don't want to kill.
Hey, that was an emotional episode, and it was only one.
Krillin is
out. Stay down at your end of the table.
Let me reiterate, I like Kingdom Hearts where people die a lot.
But
I like Full Metal Alchemist where people die a lot.
Destructo Disc is really cool. How many has Krillin landed in his career?
Frieza's tail.
Yep.
And Vegeta's tail?
Nope.
Who got Vegeta's tail?
Vegeta just cut it off.
He got that android love, though.
He does. He does.
That is. I know this is a Thursday.
A human woman.
Oh.
I know this is a Thursday show, or isn't the Thursday show, but that's definitely a sex robot, right? Like one of those realistic ones that we all think are a little too creepy.
Yeah, apparently 17 had kids, too.
Interesting. I don't like this segment anymore.
What system update did you have to put?
All right.
Jesus.
Sorry.
I really am.
You just have to install the firmware.
The Overwatch map?
Oh, yeah, the Paris map. I haven't tried it yet.
I haven't either, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try it at some point. All right, so Mario Kart Tour, the mobile Mario Kart game.
Don't look at him disappointed. That's the reaction that it deserves.
I know, we're down. We're down to three of
said.
Us, so.
You'll have to listen back to it. No. Listen back to it. The audience at home heard.
All right, Mario Kart Tour got delayed to summer 2019. It's the mobile game that was coming up. I had actually forgotten this was happening. And then I saw it got delayed, and like, eh.
It doesn't need to happen, honestly.
We have Mario Kart. Hurts. Fine.
I'm fine with the delay if it means that we get a better, like if we get a better
game.
Product.
Yeah.
Because I know agree. You like the Fire Emblem. You like the Fire Emblem mobile game a lot.
I had to stop playing it because I was spending money on it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, that was a problem.
I'm curious how the microtransactions will inevitably work on it.
Yeah, hopefully, like you know, you don't. There's not a super duper car that you can buy that just wins you every race.
Right, I'm kind of hoping it's like happen. I'm hoping it's more like for
maybe
like
cosmetics and stuff like that,
like characters, cart skins, maybe even track. Like I'd be fine with tracks because it's a mobile game.
Yeah,
assuming it's a free mobile game that you then just you know
because they might just go like Super Mario Run with it. Like you get like the first several levels for free or whatever.
Right, you get like one cup for free.
But then like if you pay $10, you get everything or something like that. Which that would be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see what we got.
It's a ways
it.
Away. So
yep. Also from Nintendo, they're rumored to be working on a portable only Switch, as in a Switch that will release with no dock, the Joy-Cons are not detachable or anything like that. Just purely handheld, mostly for the Japan market that. Honestly, is way more handheld than not. Yeah, if Japan handhelds are just dumb popular in Japan for some reason, like way more popular than actual home consoles, and I'm not sure why.
I mean, I get it because they are constantly like Japan as a society uses like public transportation way more than even like the major cities in America do. Yeah. So like you have, so you know, they have something to ride on the train, on the buses, like on Subway. Their commutes to work, on their commutes to school, downtime in between. Like if it wasn't for the fact that I had to drive everywhere, I would be playing my Switch so much more.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, like basically everywhere on the planet relies more on public transportation than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Public transportation here is booty.
Yeah.
Like when I was in Russia, that was like we only used public transportation. Mm-hmm. I was in a taxi cab once, and that's the closest I got to being in like a personal car.
Yeah.
And I was there for like 3 weeks, and public transportation the whole time.
So that's, but that's why.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. But it's, you know, like even outside of that, like, Japan uses public transportation a lot, but so does like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And console, like home consoles are still more popular there. Like, I don't know.
It might just be a societal cultural difference. I will say, too, this is a good idea for, like, the people who, like, families that have, like, multiple kids, you know. So you get, you know, you have the main Switch and then, or even, like, people like Shannon and Allie and Lindsay, where it's, like, Shannon would want to play the Switch, but Lindsay's using it. And so, like, Shannon just went and got another Switch.
Right.
Whereas now there's a, like, seemingly rumored to be a cheaper option. Yeah. And even if it is, you know, someone's on the TV, then you just have a dedicated handheld console.
Right.
Which is how I play. Other than Smash, like, Smash is the first thing that I've played
docked
in a while.
Yeah, because I played all the way through Celeste and Hollow Knight docked.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
like, Messenger, I mostly played handheld. Pokemon Go, Let's Go, I mostly played handheld.
Yeah.
I played a little bit docked with the Pokeball, but...
Even when I play undocked, I'm with the Pokeball on that one. so it's a rumor right now. Like, it might not actually happen, but it's looking like it's coming. It's going to be a little bit smaller. Could be neat. Let's see. Smash Bros. Ultimate released Piranha Plant last week.
Again, don't listen to anything I say. Because it's like, 2.0 is coming out, and it's going to have all these changes. Maybe it'll have Piranha Plant. No, it's not. Nintendo, especially with the delay of Metroid Prime 4, and granted, this was the Mario Kart news was after. If they are ahead of schedule on something, they're going to be shouting this from the mountaintops. They're going to be so like, hey, look, ahead of schedule. Here's Piranha Plant. No. But it did. It could have broken your game. I don't know if that ever got fixed, though.
I think it's fixed now. But, yeah, Piranha Plant could break All-Star Mode. Like, if you tried to do All-Star Mode with Piranha Plant.
And also, what's the mode where you go through the 6 fights and then it ends with Master Hand?
I have no idea.
Classic mode?
Classic mode. Apparently, Classic Mode was giving people issues as well.
So, if you tried to use Piranha Plant in either of those two modes, then it could, like, corrupt your save file.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I don't play either of those modes.
Classic mode is a lot of fun.
I did not notice that problem.
Piranha Plant is an interesting character.
We
knew it was going to be, but...
I don't know how I feel about him completely. Like, every move he does is a gimmick. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
His recovery's insane.
His plan. It's a plan after my own heart.
I was watching Ethan play him. I haven't got to download him yet, but I was watching Ethan playing him, and he looked interesting.
They sent me the code for mine.
Yeah, I have it. I just haven't touched my Switch. So.
Sent you the code.
They sent me like a code.
Yeah, because when you redeem your points, then they send you the email with the code in it, and you have to enter the email, or you have to enter the code.
I did not have to do any of that.
I don't believe you.
Did
you buy it digitally?
No, I just went on there and claimed like the Nintendo reward thing, and then that was it.
Huh, maybe I already have it then. I don't know.
Have you played as Piranha Plant on your system?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't remember having to input a code anywhere, though.
Imagine. Yeah, because they email you a code. They email you a code that you have to go to the eShop and put in.
I don't know. Maybe that happened and I just forgot about it.
Like, it has to have. Because the only way that doesn't happen is if it's... Because I think the digital ones, it just automatically rewards those points for you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you bought it digitally, you automatically got it, but...
Jesse does not have it memorized. Oh, that was a joke for you! Because it was Kingdom Hearts related, and you just didn't even smile.
I know you
it.
Kept looking at me, but I didn't get it.
Or maybe it just wasn't a good joke.
That could be the fact, too. Resident Evil 2 getting 3 free DLC packs.
Has anybody played that in this table yet?
No.
I've watched it streamed.
Yeah, I've seen people play it. It looks awesome. And these are kind of like 3 different little what-if ghost stories. Mm. So it's like certain characters in the game, like you're kind of, it's kind of expanding on like, oh, what if this person hadn't died here?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what did this person do before they died? I don't remember the exact, because there's like a gunsmith in one, and I think, or there's like a shopkeeper or something in one. Sounds interesting, and it's cool that they're continuing to support this game. And also just the idea that, you know, the director was like, all right, yeah, well, if people want Resident Evil 3 remade, it's up to the fans. But at the same time, like, I wonder if they're going to go from 3 or go into, like, Resident Evil 8 next.
Yeah. I would imagine they'd want to continue the franchise, but because Resident Evil 7 was pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. But this one is doing, like, gangbusters. It, like, shipped, like, 3 million. It didn't sell 3 million, but it, like, shipped 3 million.
Yeah, no, it still is selling really well, like, has been, like, really successful so far. Mm-hmm. And it is dumb pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
disgustingly pretty.
Yeah, I've watched it quite a bit, like quite a bit of the streams and stuff like that on it. Yeah, it looks really, really good. And I will probably at some point when it goes on sale on Steam, if I'm not playing anything, I might grab it. But like, I've got so many other things that I'm trying to play right now. Like, yeah. It's not a good time for me to buy Resident Evil.
Survival horror where there is that inventory management is just not my, it's not my genre. So yeah. I'm happy for the fans of it. Like, I'm really glad that this came out as well as it did. Yep. It's just, I'm not going to experience that.
Fair. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Go to the link.